USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's conceding nothing when it comes to the election. On Twitter, the president saying Joe Biden only won in the eyes of the fake news media. President Trump adding, "We have a long way to go," and claimed the election was rigged. President Trump's attorneys say more and more evidence keeps coming out regarding claims of voter fraud and irregularities. The Department of Homeland Security's cyber agent security pushing back on that notion, saying the 2020 general election was the most secure in American history. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine says the coronavirus is sweeping its way through the Buckeye State.
This community spread endangers your grandparents who are in a nursing home, our schools. We like to have our kids in school, but community spread threatens that.
DeWine speaking on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Rodney McMullen is the CEO of Kroger Company. He joins ABC's Good Morning America ahead of the holiday to share how their stores have prepared to help customers get ready to shop with ease.
Well, Thanksgiving is a holiday that we started planning for 6 months ago. So we have plenty of turkeys. We have warehouse fulls of turkey. One of the things that about half of our customers are telling us they're going to celebrate in smaller gatherings. So we have smaller turkeys. But we always tell our customers, use our website, use our app, plan in advance, use our pickup or delivery service.
Millions are bracing for nasty weather across the Midwest and Northeast. High wind conditions hit the Great Plains on Saturday and are expected to move into the Great Lakes late today into Monday. Forecasters saying the system could bring wind gusts between 50 and 80 miles an hour in some areas of Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, as well as northern Ohio. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The International Space Station is about to get more crowded. NASA will launch 4 astronauts above the SpaceX Dragon capsule this weekend in the company's first regular crew rotation to the orbiting lab. Navy pilot from California, Victor Glover, will be taking his first space flight. He will also be the first black astronaut to stay at the space station for a full 6-month rotation. Glover asked by CBS News if he's thought about that accomplishment.
I will once I get there. I try not to think about that too much. I think it is important for our astronaut corps and the accomplishments of our agency to represent the beautiful variety in this country. And so it is important to have kids who look like me or look like I looked when I was younger see someone that they can relate to that way.
Your trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house this year won't be quite as crowded.
Fewer Americans will be hitting the road for the Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA. The Auto Club expects about 10% fewer travelers for this year's holiday, the largest one-year drop since the height of the Great Recession in 2008. They say air travel will take a hit, with about half as many flyers this year, 2.4 million, down from 4.5 million a year ago. Auto travel is expected to drop as well, though not as dramatically. AAA expects a 4% drop to 47.8 million Americans hitting the road for Turkey Day. The reasoning behind the expected drops are the increasing numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.